The University of Iowa baseball team is heading to Indiana to the Terre Haute Regional as the number 2 seed. The Hawkeyes will face number 3 seed North Carolina Friday. Number 1 seed Indiana State faces number 4 Wright State. Iowa will be making its third NCAA tournament appearance under head coach Rick Heller and the 6th in school history. The Hawkeyes earned an at-large selection to the tournament after finishing 3rd in the Big Ten and runner-up at the Big Ten tournament. Iowa enters the tourney with a record of 42-14. The 42 wins are the second most victories in school history. Jimmy Butler scored 28 points, and Caleb Martin gave Miami 26 points, 10 rebounds in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals to help the Heat beat the Celtics 103-84 and turn back Boston's attempt at an unprecedented comeback. The Miami Heat, champions of the Eastern Conference, even after getting in as only the number 8 seed, will take on Western Conference champion Denver in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, a series that starts Thursday night in Denver. William Karlsson scored 2 goals and had an assist as the Vegas Golden Knights advanced to their second Stanley Cup Final with a 6-0 rout of Dallas. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final against Florida will be Saturday night in Las Vegas. On the baseball diamond, Marcus Stroman pitched a one-hitter, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Major League-leading Tampa Bay Rays 1-0. Stroman simply dazzled, delivering his 4th complete game and 2nd shutout in 9 seasons. Brandon Drury and Matt Tice homered during a fast start for the Los Angeles Angels, who spoiled Liam Hendricks' return for the White Sox with a 6-4 victory. Hendricks pitched the 8th in his first big league appearance since he was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Josh Stamont and Mike Mayers came within 6 outs of combining for the first perfect game in Major League history before Nolan Arenado lined a leadoff single in the 8th of the Kansas City Royals' 7-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Elsewhere, the Minnesota Twins, winners over the Houston Astros, 7-5. Royce Lewis returning after his torn ACL that knocked him out last season. Actually, it was on the first anniversary of the injury. The rookie returned to the field, and he contributed with a home run and 4 RBIs in the win. And Ryan Blaney pulled away late to win the rescheduled Coca-Cola 600 yesterday at Charlotte Motor Speedway, giving team owner Roger Penske a sweep of the Memorial Day weekend's top races in the United States. Joseph Newgarden won a record-extending 19th Indy 500 on Sunday for Team Penske. It marked the first time Team Penske has earned a sweep of the two races in the same year. You're up to date with sports. I'm Tim Larry, AM 1370, KDTH.